Our celebration of the Minnesota Vikings 5-0 start continues on the bi-week version of Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen, my radio partner Pete Bershish from the Vikings Radio Network, we're going to take a look at some specific plays that have identified the theme of the 5-0 Minnesota Vikings.
And it was Everson Griffin who was in Mariota's face, and they return for the touchdown, a defensive TD for the Vikings who take the lead.
So before we get to Eric Kendricks and the beautiful job he does intercepting this ball and returning it for a touchdown, you have to look at the job that Everson Griffin does out here on the edge and how smart of a play that this is. As soon as the ball is snapped, this tackle's coming down. He doesn't know if it's run or pass yet, so he'll take a look real quick at this tight end to see what he's doing. Now he knows that it's pass because this tight end's head is not getting across the bow like he would on a cutoff block.
Yeah.
So as soon as that happens... He's already altering his angle to anticipate the quarterback wanting to roll out.
Brilliant.
So he's getting himself right to where he needs to be. And we know that this pressure is what causes the underthrow. And then it was like a light switch came on, and it's a pick six.
That was the first of two defensive touchdowns to start the season. Now we go to the regular season home opener at U.S. Bank Stadium. The ever-improving cornerback, Trey Waynes.
Picking on him all night long, and finally... He might have the last say.
Trey Waynes, you just keep fighting, right, boss? There you go.
You get exactly what Rodgers wants, the one-on-ones here down in the bottom. But look at Trey Waynes. I mean, he's all alone here. The receiver's faking the post route. There is nobody in the middle of this field. This is wide open. But Trey Waynes, instead of jumping that route, he settles in. And the main thing that he does, Paul, is he keeps himself square. He never turns his shoulders, and because of that, he's able to plant with that left foot, close, undercut, and make the interception. And that play was just absolutely huge. Not only beats the Packers, which is what I'm all about, but I think for Trey Waynes, that was such a confidence builder for him to win that game that way.
Yeah.
He's kind of taking his game to the next level.
All right, let's go back on the road. Let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina.
It's a safety. Danielle Hunter came in and leveled the 6'5 Cam Newton.
You watch Brian Robinson on the tight end. He fakes in and then works his way out. And what that does is that eats up the block of the running back.
Brilliant.
On the outside, right? There. So you have the guard, you have the tight end gets cut off.
But look at this. Look what he did to him.
Exactly right. Now we'll see this better in the end zone of the Herculean effort. But also look downfield. You look at this. You have the post route coming here. You have your safety right there. The key though is what the corner does, is that rolls the post.
Yep.
So he's there in case of the double move, which they end up getting right there. So we take away the quick slant with the safety. But we have Terrence Newman still here in case this receiver wants to run the 7 route.
And Rhodes gives up Benjamin, but Harrison Smith's right there on him.
Absolutely right. They're playing like a cover 2 concept. He's working the flat, but he has to maintain his depth so that any throw here is going to need some air underneath it to buy time for the safety. It's everybody working together. Now, pass rush goes, is a thing of beauty. Because Ower takes his extra step. He wants to attack, sell the play action, and he doesn't realize... the strength of the hands and the quickness of the hands. Now, that's a 300-plus-pound man that he's bending over. Look at that power that he uses. And it's just a thing of beauty. Gets in, still rips, gets underneath. Bam, Cam Newton down.
Yes.
Cam Newton down.
Cam Newton down. Danielle Hunter continuing to ascend. Game number 4, back to U.S. Bank Stadium. The emergence of Kyle Rudolph is indicating Kyle is Sam's main man. Let's take a look.
A wide receiver, Cordero Patterson, you have Diggs, you have Thielen. They take the tight end. So a 3-wide set, they go in a 4-wide look, but they take the tight end and walk him out because they're normally going to get some type of safety matchup. And what they're going Gronkowski on this bit.
Yeah.
They're saying, all right, we'll put our tight end up there to where you have him one-on-one. Now, the key, though, is this. Is Adam Thielen on his short crosser, what he'll do is he'll pull the attention of this hook dropper. He's there to defend this slant.
Yep.
And the beauty of it is watch Bradford and watch the patience that he has
that hook
to
dropper.
Let that thing clear. Because right now, this isn't open. But he knows this guy is going to cover Thielen, and he's going to pull that guy out of the zone, and he's going to fit it in between these two underneath defenders right there on the goal line.
Bullet.
Bam, gets it right in there. That's a laser beam, Paul, and it's delivered right on the money. He is draped all over Kyle.
Yep.
just a beautiful throw, beautiful effort, great anticipation.
Let's wrap up the fifth of five consecutive victories into the bye as part of the victory against the Houston Texans. Now, Marcus Sherrills has two punt return touchdowns this season, five in his career. Take a look at this one against Houston.
Only the kicker to beat. Sherrills breaking free into the end zone for the Minnesota touchdown.
Distance and hang time are always important. At this point, you're seeing 5, 10, 15, almost 20 yards from when Sherrills catches that ball to this first line of defenders from Houston.
Yep.
So that's that combination. When you outkick your coverage, this is kind of what they're talking about. A lot of times we'll see a guy catch the ball and the gunners are already on there, which is what we do.
Yep.
When you give a guy like Sherrills this much room, this much time, he can do these things to you. And what he's doing is he's setting everybody up. He's running everybody. So you see all these arrows, all these shoulders are pointing this way. And all Sherrills is looking for is this alley.
Wow.
Is the alley.
Brilliant.
To return that. So he does a great job of setting it up, and then he plants that foot.
Treadwell.
Exactly right. Treadwell down late. You got the long snapper turning him back in. They're counting on their pursuit to make this play.
Yep.
But you'll see Sherrills, one missed tackle, two missed tackles,
yep.
And then he's out the gate. And
Trey
as soon
Waynes.
As he gets out the gate, Sherrills is looking outside to see what direction he has and where he is. I mean, he looks to his left, looks to his right, fakes out the kicker, which isn't a problem. But again, always
awesome.
Looking over his shoulder to see if there's anybody else coming behind him to tackle him, make sure no one strips the ball from him. So you're right, Paul, you hit on it. It's a complete and total team effort. When the offense was lagging early, defense stepped up, scored some points, let the offense breathe, then we end up rolling them up. Two touchdowns on special teams, that's huge in five games. You know, defensively scoring twice, I mean – finding creative ways to score is just so important, and the Vikings have been doing that so far this year.